reason that exists from their own side. So, well, you know, usually when you give a reason, you know, you have to have the subject, predicate, and the reason, right? So, you know, this is this because it's this. You know, so you go this through. Like say the sound is impermanent because it's a product. And when you say this, you know, you give a reason. You have a subject, you have a predicate, and then you have a reason. So these three. So these three things, these three exist from its own side. So by depending on this logic that I provided, you know, mm-hmm. and so this, from by giving this logic, and then you come to understand that sound is permanent. So these are the three exist from its own side, and from there comes the reason why the sound is impermanent from its own side. So accepting that is called the Sabatendika Madhyamika. But anyway, so that's, I mean, Geshe-la explained in more detail, but, you know, it's like reserving the reason that exists from its own side.
Oh, yeah.
Just an
essential question just here. How is this in etymology, the reason why Sabatendika Madhyamika, that he is Madhyamika, asserts that reason exists from your own side? Where is the etymology?
So, the dashes and dashi condescends you. Dashi in the condescends, the penna, the dinner, love the pejano chick. See that?
Dashi,
pejano, dashi, jora.
Rajib, dashi,
oh, the dashi in the condescends.
Dashi said, me, tabi, jinsegs, and all the chowke, yama. Dashi, but the chowke, chavos.
It's not necessary, you know, it's just, you know, so and so is called so because it's like that. So you just, you can refer to that because of the name is given there. You know, doesn't have to follow the meaning of that. So that's the. I mean, I don't know if that's the right word, you know, etymology. But in Tibetan, when you say "dashe," means like the explanation of the word. You know, so you explain the word. So it's called madam. It's like a middle way. Why it's called middle way? Because it's in the middle. But everything that is in the middle is middle way? No, right? Everything because it is in the middle. So, like for example, you know, I'm just giving you an example. So this is called middleware because it's in the middle. But it's not necessary that everything that's in the middle is a middleware school. So just like that. Mm-hmm. So this is called. This is, it is called. Sabatendika Madhyamika. So you give this three reasons, right? So it's So you give this reason and then you get the inference. You have this inferential mind, you know, that understanding, you know, the sound to be impermanent. So that logic that you use, you know, saying that this is this because it's this, you know, like the sound is impermanent because it is a product, you know, so that is exists from its one side. From this which exists from one side, then you develop this inferential mind, you know, which understands the sound to be impermanent, which is also exists from its one side. Yeah. So from existing from its one side, so that's why it's called Sabatendika Madhyamika. So like for example, Oscult, you are human being because you are American. Does that make sense?
There is some Sangris.
So the those three, you know, that you have a subject, that's you, and the predicate, and that's you're trying to prove, you know, you to be a human being. And then you give the reason why, because you know you are American. So if he's American, it's necessary to be a human being,
right? That's the logic, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if you want to go a little profounder, then we can say this table, is empty of empty of true existence because it is interdependent. Because if it's interdependent, then it has to be like a true existence. So like this table is impermanent because it's product. The table is impermanent because it's made by carpenter. So maybe it will make more sense, you know, if it's said in English instead of saying Saptandika Madhyamika. What do you call that in English? Autonomous? Autonomous school? It's called autonomous, right? The Saptandika Madhyamika? Prasangika is the consequence school and the autonomous school. It says here? Oh yeah, autonomy. Yeah, that's right here. So that's the reason why it's called autonomy. Autonomy is because because it exists except things exist from its own side, like independently also. I'm going to do basara here.
Raju sende raju sende rang chini chapa na chine rang chini chapa yobare sala ensa raju basala yo.
So mainly it's referring to the the things existing by way of its own characteristic, from its own side. Ranguna Dupa Sra.
San Tamba Korangi Rwa Rangtini Tupares, Ranguna Tupare, Ranjinji Tupare, Dham, so na Otu Uchane, Kudu Layama, Rangtini Tupa, Ranguna Tupa, Ranjinji Tupa, Kudu Tuenji Des, Jiparis La.
So in this school, Sabatantika Madhyamika, like, existing from its own side, and existing by way of its own characteristic, existing inherently, are all same, synonymous. Synonymous. So, the difference is that that exists from its own side. According to this school, everything exists from its own side. Everything exists from, exists by way of its own characteristic, exists inherently, but do not exist truly. So that is one of the main assertion or the root assertion. So if you know that, then it will make a big difference to understand the school more clearly, compared to other schools. So in the fourth, the mode of asserting objects is existing by way of its own characteristic, existing from its own side, and natural existence are mutually inclusive. So
then Rajibul Duchan, Tikadu Tarang, Dimachi Nankang, Gode, Demago, Gazagadame Tamunum, Megais.
It says, then right after that, it says, non-compounded space, true cessation, past, future, and status, selflessness of person are all non-affirming, negative. As well as conventional truth.
취지담에 참하는 되직스.
The ultimate truth, reality, and subtle substance of phenomena are mutually inclusive.
아야. 란지벨라 어근도다마다 던던다마 니자네. 군도데미 체질 가르셔는 어느 내바마 오만 고데나서 봐. 가다가 다음에 참어요. 근데 군도데마 이스. 던던데미 체질 던던다마 취 취니 취지담에 참어서 어떠세다? 아.
So this school asserts in the two truths, the conventional truth and ultimate truth. The conventional truth is like, you know, the time, the past, future, and the non-compartmented space, you know, true cessation, and the selfness of a person. That's the example of the true of the conventional truth, and then the ultimate truth, the reality and such a substance of phenomena, and so forth. And so then the Sautantika Madhyamika, you know, is very close to the Sautantika school. Sautantika school, so therefore it says there is an external object. They assert the external object.
Oh yeah. Then any kind of Lovi Shiva Chodan. Ani Lovi Kamala Ashila. Lovi Ishi Nimbo. So any Nanju Shibi Omar Raji Bajako. To do, you know, Samtama Nanji Chene. Ani Shirotan Madhubare, yes. Susa,
Keba Susa.
No.
Keba Sule.
Kenji Shiva Chodan.
Kenji Shiva Chodan.
Ani Lovi Sengi Zambo.
So the other scholars like Shantarakshita, you know, Hari Bhadra and
Kamalashila.
So those are the scholars, you know, who assert the Yogacara Savatantika Madhyamika, so which is closer with the scholars, you know, who do not assert external objects composed of the particles.
Ah, yeah. Then, Omar Rajiba, do you get a tomo in the Wakarsana? Kaza and Sangela, you did not see Jagger, yeah?